Thursday is Earth Day, and to recognize the occasion, we're joined by Dr. Don Levy, director of the Siena College Research Institute, which asked New Yorkers about environmental policies and got their thoughts on climate change. Welcome back to the show, Don.
Great to be with you, Dave.
So let's jump right into this by moving to the very last question of your poll, which I think highlights the big philosophical divide on the issue of climate change. Can you explain the question you presented New Yorkers and then let us know, you know, how they fell on this issue?
Sure. We asked a question that we call it a forced choice, where we offer two different positions and we ask you which one is closer to your view. And the first one started off by saying we are at the point of no return. If our government, businesses, and population don't actively address the threats to our environment, we will do irreparable damage to our planet. So a very strident expression that really starts off with this idea that we have to take action now. The countervailing point was, I support efforts to protect clean water and air, but I think we're doing as much as we should to protect the environment right now. Doing too much is too expensive for us personally and for our nation. So that's the position that recognizes that the environment is important, that clean air, clean water is important, but that position says that doing too much would simply hurt the economy, would be too much for us to take on right now. Overall, we found that 58% of New Yorkers supported the first position. We're at the point of no return, 37%, the second position that says it's too expensive for us personally and for our nation. Interestingly, we see a dramatic difference by party. 72% of Democrats support the first position, we're at the point of no return, but almost mirror image, 64% of New York Republicans support the second position. They're in favor, of course, of clean air, clean water, but they are leery of spending too much and going too far too quickly.
And I think that sentiment was reflected in other questions in the poll, and we'll get to that. But I also noticed there was a bit of a generational divide on this question as well. Nothing too stark, but it seems like the younger people are more, I guess, in line with that first sentiment?
Yes. Nearly two-thirds of the youngest New Yorkers that we spoke to, age 18 to 34, supported that position. So a little bit stronger than the balance of New Yorkers, who were about 6 to 10 points lower. And we did see throughout the survey some differences by generation. And the young people kind of flip-flopped. Their concern for many issues was higher. But interestingly, when we ask them questions about their personal behavior, they tend to recycle and conserve energy at a slightly lower rate than do older New Yorkers.
You also asked a question about the state's goal of transitioning to 100% clean electricity by 2040. Are New Yorkers supportive of this benchmark that's really been championed by the governor in the last two or three years?
Absolutely. New Yorkers are strongly in support. Over half, a majority, say that they do strongly support that notion. Another 26% somewhat support it. So you could argue that we have three-quarter or slightly more than three-quarter support for that initiative. Again, we see some differences. New York City residents, for example, support that very strongly, 87 overall, 61% strongly. New Yorkers in both the suburbs and upstate support it, but they don't reach a majority saying that they strongly support it.
Do you think that regional divide could be a consequence of what is a very stark partisan divide on this question?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, I should call attention to the partisan divide. Democrats, very, very strong in support of this notion. 65% of Democrats strongly support. Republicans are in support, 56% overall, but only a quarter of Republicans strongly support. And I think that does show up in the region. New York City stands out as different. And, of course, we know that New York City is heavily weighted towards a Democratic composition.
When you ask somebody if they strongly support or strongly oppose something, I get those terms, and I think a lot of people would agree on what that means. Are you concerned at all that the somewhat support, somewhat oppose answers are kind of squishy? I mean, how do you think of that somewhat generalization?
Well, you know, you have to look at the whole question. We give people a what we would call as a four-point scale. They can answer anywhere from strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose. So I think that respondents tend to see that this is a continuum, this is a scale, that they can position themselves on. And absolutely, you know, one person somewhat might be another person strongly. So we you know, when we look at the overall results, we're looking at the variation. You know, if you compare that question we were just talking to another one that was asked in the same sequence, do you support or oppose the United States rejoining the Paris Climate Accords? There we find that strongly support drops relative to the zero emissions down to 44%. So, there, you know, people are able to differentiate the degree to which they support or oppose. On the other side of that question, now we're getting to methodology. Sometimes in surveys, people only ask support and oppose, and they treat any level of support as being the same. We like to give people a little bit of an opportunity to offer gradations because not everyone has the same intensity of support or opposition for each issue. So I like to be able to differentiate those that feel very strongly from those that only very moderately have support for that issue.
So on these government policy questions, you found a real difference between Democratic and Republican opinions. But what about on the personal action questions that you brought up, such as whether people use reusable bags or conserve water in their home? Do you find there's as much of a difference between party affiliation when it comes to decisions that people can just make on their own?
Absolutely not. I mean, if you take the question on do you recycle, you know, paper, cardboard, plastic, that we see really no difference between Democrats, Republicans. The difference that we see there is in terms of older and younger New Yorkers. Overall, 70% of New Yorkers, a really impressive figure, say that they very often engage in recycling. Another 19% say they do it sometimes. Both Democrats and Republicans were right around that 70%, slightly higher. The difference that we see is that in terms of young people, and young this time I mean under the age of 50, fewer than 60% of younger people say that they recycle very often. But amongst New Yorkers age 50 and older, that number jumps to over 80%. So the personal behavior seems to have less to do with party than it has to do perhaps with position in life, whether you have a routine that accommodates recycling, but a real difference between older and younger New Yorkers on recycling.
On these questions about personal habits, are you concerned at all that these numbers might be inflated because when a pollster asks this question, the respondent might be self-conscious about saying whether they try to conserve water, and they might be more likely to say that, say, I do it very often, when in reality they do it sometimes, or further down the line. So how do you, consider that possibility of, I guess, like virtue signaling for environmental causes?
Well, I think that there's some credence to that. We call that social desirability, where a respondent answers a question in the way that they think they ought to. So again, we look at the relativity of the answers. We see, for example, that recycling and using reusable bags was very high, about 70% saying very often. But when we asked about conserving water or conserving electricity, the very often score dropped to about 46 or 47%. So we see a real distinct difference between those two sets of personal behaviors, recycling, reusing bags, both of which, have had a tremendous amount of institutional support to accommodate those, scoring much higher than conserving water, conserving electricity, which is a very mundane, everyday decision that people make. So while those might be slightly inflated because of social desirability, we see that there's a real difference. And when we offer that to the general public, it sort of can be perceived or can be interpreted as a challenge. Can I do better? Can I, make sure that I shut the lights off? Can I, cut my shower down from 20 minutes to a more reasonable 5, 6, 7 minutes? So, while I agree that there is a tendency at times for respondents to answer those questions in the way they aspire to, still, the variance between different kinds of behaviors, I think, is really informative.
Well, we've been speaking with Dr. Don Levy. He is the director of the Siena College Research Institute. Don, thank you so much for making the time, and have a happy Earth Day.
Hey, you too, Dave. Thanks for calling.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by Destiny USA. Shopping, dining, and entertainment all in one location. For more information, go to www.destinyusa.com.